This is Mahaprabhu Vaishnava Milan Leela. This is taken from the chapter 11 of Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita. This means Mahaprabhu meets the Bengali Vaishnavas arriving in Puri after 2 months padyatra. This extends from starts at verse 66. Hena kali aila tata gopinatha charya Raja ke ashirvada kari kai shuna bhattacharya. At this time, Gopinathacharya came there while King Prataparudra was with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Gopinathacharya, being a Brahmin, he offered benedictions to the king and he addressed Sarvabhauma as follows. Goda haite vaishnavasi te chena duishat Mahaprabhur Bhakta Sabha Mahabhagavat. So this is how we say when the devotees would come from Ambikalana and Shantipur and Navadvip, about 200 devotees would come walking every year to spend 4 months of the rainy season with Mahaprabhu. And 200 devotees means approximately 100 families. Those husbands and wives would come also. So it was a very small group of devotees coming. Fortunate few. Now this is a report. Gopinathacharya, of course, he's a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He's giving a report to the king what the situation is. 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced and specifically devoted to Mahaprabhu. So there's 200 Mahabhagavats. That's a lot. Narendra asya sabe haila vidyaman tansabari chahe vasa prasadas samadhan. All of them have arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra Sarovar. They're waiting there. I desire residential quarters and prasadam arrangement for them. So this Brahmana, on behalf of the yatris, he's going to the king and saying, listen, you're the king. And these yatris have come to your kingdom. And you're also a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And 200 Mahabhagavats have come. Can you make arrangements for their staying and food? The king replied, Rajkahe padichake ami agyadiva. Vasari jeg chahiye padicha sabadiva. I shall give orders to the intendant in the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasadam as you desire. Mahaprabhu Gana Jata Aila Godhaite Bhattacharya Eki Eki Dekaha Amate. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please show me one after another all of Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal. Bhattakahi Atalikaya Kara Arohana Gopinatha Chine Savari Kareva Darashani. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the king, go up on the roof of the palace. Gopinathacharya knows every one of them very well. He will identify them for you. Ami kahonai chini, chinite manhai. Gopinathacharya sabari kara je parichai. Actually, I do not know any of them, although I have a desire to know them. Since Gopinathacharya knows them all, he will give you their names. Eta balitina jana. Atalikaya chadila hina kale vaishnav sabha nikate aila. Sarvabhauma went to the top of the king's palace with the king and Gopinath. Then all the Vaishnav devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace. Damodara sarupa govinda duijan mahaprasada lana jaya yahan vaishnav gan. Srup Damodar and Govinda had Jagannath's prasad and mala, and they went to where the Vaishnavas were standing. Pratameti Mahaprabhu Pattaila Duhane Rajakai Dui Konchinaha Amare. Mahaprabhu first sent these two persons in advance. The king inquired, who are these two? Please let me know their identities. Vatacharya Kahe a Srup Damodar. Mahaprabhu Hayena Dutiya Kalivara. Sarvabhauma replied, here is Srup Damodar. is the second expansion of the body of Mahaprabhu. Dvitiya Govinda, Brittihandohana, Diya, Malapatana Chena Prabhu, Gaurava Guharia. The second person is Govinda, the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu sent garlands and Jagannath Prasad with these two persons to honor the devotees from Bengal. Adho Mala Advaiteri, Sarupa Paraila, Pache Govinda Dvitiya, Malani Tanridiya. Sarup Damodar came forward and garlanded Advaita. Govinda gave another garland to Advaita. Tabe Govinda Dandavata Kaila Acharya, Tanre Nahi Chine Acharya Puchila Damodari. Govinda offered Dandavats to Advaita Acharya. Advaita asked Sarup Damodar about his identity, and he did not know Govinda at that time. Damodara Kahe Ihar Govinda Nam Ishara Purira Sevak Ati Gunavan. Gunavan. Sarup Damodar informed him, Govinda was the servant of Ishara Puri. He's very highly qualified. Prabhura Seva Karite Puri Agyadhila Ateva Prabhu Inhake Nikate Rakhila. Ishara Puri ordered his disciple Govinda to go and serve Mahaprabhu. The Lord always keeps him by his side. Raja Kahi, Jane Male Diladuijan, Ashcharya Tej Bada Mahant, Kahan Konjan. King said, to whom did Sarup Damodar and Govinda offer the two garlands? His bodily effulgence is so great that he must be a great devotee. Please let me know who he is. Acharya Kahi, Inharanam Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu Manya, Manya Patra, Sarva Shiro Dharya. Gopinath Acharya replied, his name is Advaita Acharya. He is honored even by Mahaprabhu. He is therefore the topmost devotee, Sarva Shiro Dharya. Shivas Pandit Inha, Pandit Prakreshwar, Vidyanidhi Acharya Inha, Pandit Gadadhar. Here is Shivas Pandit, Rukreshwar Pandit, Vidyanidhi, and Gadadhar Pandit. Acharya Ratni Inha, Pandit Purandar, Gangadasa Pandit Inha, Pandit Shankara. Here is Acharya Ratna, Purandara Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, Shankara Pandit. Hey Murari Gupta, Inha Pandit Narayan, Haridasa Thakur, Inha Bhuvana Pavan. Here's Murari Gupta, Pandit Narayan, and Haridas Bhuvana Pavan to deliver the whole universe. Hey Hari Bhatta, hey Shri Nishingananda, hey Vasudev Dat, hey Shivananda. Hari Bhatta, Nishingananda, Vasudev Dat, Shivananda, here they are. Govinda Madhav Ghosh, Vai Vasu Ghosh, Teen Bharya Kirtane Prabhu Payana Santosh. Govinda Ghosh. Deko. Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. These are the three Ghosh brothers. And their Sankirtan pleases the Lord very much. Teen Bhai Kirtan. Teen Bhai Kirtan. Prabhu Santosh. Govinda Ghosh, Prabhu Santosh. Nice, huh? Vasu Ghosh Payena Santosh. Raghava Pandit Inhan Acharya Nandan Shiman Pandit A. Srikant Narayan. Here's Raghava Pandit Nandan Acharya Shiman Pandit Srikant and Narayan. Purport. Narottam Das, honoring the personal associates of Mahaprabhu, has sung as follows. Gaurangera Sange Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sehi Jai Brajendra Sutapash. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means, because they are always engaged in Krishna Bhakti, they do not belong to this material world. Simply by accepting the associates of Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Shuklambara Deke Sridhara Vijay Vallabhasena Purushottam Sanjay. Kulina grama vasie satyarajakan, Ramananda ari sabe deka vidyaman, Mukunda dasa narahari, Shri Raghunandan, Kanda vasi chiranjiva arasulochan. Gopinath continued to point out the devotees, here is Shuklambara, Shridhar, Vijay, Vallabhasen, Purushottam, Sanjay. All here are the residents of Kulinagram, Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. They are all present here, please see. Mukundadas, Narahari, Sri Raghunandan Das, Chiranjeev, Salochan, all the residents of Kanda. Kateka kahiba e deka jatajan, Chaitanyara gana sabha Chaitanya jivan. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates to Mahaprabhu as their very life and soul, Chaitanya Jivan. Raja Kahi, Deki Mora Haila Chamatkar, Vaishnavera Achiteja Deki Nahi Ar. The king said, upon seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished. I have never seen such an effulgence. Koti Surya Samasava, Ujvalavaran, Kabo Nahi Shuniye, Madhura Kirtan. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of millions of suns. Nor ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously, Madhur Kirtan. Purport. Such are the symptoms of pure devotees when they are chanting. All the pure devotees are as bright as sunshine, and their bodily luster is very effulgent. In addition, their performance of sankirtan is unparalleled. If a devotee strictly sticks to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be attractive. And his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. Krishna Shakti Nahi, right? People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. Even dramas about the pastimes of Chaitanya or Krishna should be played by devotees. Such dramas will immediately interest an audience and be full of potency. The students of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should note these two points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glories. What are the two points? Two points is purity is the force. That's the first point. First point is purity is the force. By strictly following the four principles of purity, one becomes pure, and when one is pure, he becomes naturally effulgent. And when he's naturally effulgent, he becomes attractive. His body becomes attractive, his mind and his heart, and his kirtan becomes attractive. That's the first point. Purity creates attraction, and attraction and purity create beauty. And beauty is the ultimate attraction. And when it chants the holy name with that beautiful heart and mind, then people become attracted to that pure chanting of Shudanam. That's the first point. And the second point is that drama, Krishna conscious drama, Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela, should be performed by devotees. Because of their purity as a force, they have potency in that field also. They have potency in sankirtan and potency in drama. Achi preme achi niti achi haridvani. Kahanai deki ache kahanai shuni. The king says, I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor I've ever heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor have I seen such dancing during sankirtan. Because he's the king of Puri, so you imagine he's seen a few kirtans. He's seen a few ratiyatras, no? People don't just walk around, they dance in Ratiyatra. Bhattacharya kahe madhura vachan, Chaitanya rashustiye prema sankirtan. Sarvam replied, this sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord, known as prema sankirtan, congregational chanting and love of Godhead. Madhura vachan, prema sankirtan. This madhura vachan, this sweet sound, this is prema sankirtan. Listen, Raj, This is not ordinary Sankirtan. This is Chaitanya's Prem Nam Sankirtan Ki.
Jai.
Avatari Chaitanya Kaila Dharma Pracharan. Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Avatari Chaitanya Kaila Dharma Pracharan. Sarvoma goes on. O King, in this age of Kali, Mahaprabhu has descended to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the religious principle for this age. Sankirtana Yagyatanre Kari Aharadhan Seta Sumerara Kali Hatajan. O King, anyone who worships Mahaprabhu by this Sankirtan should be understood to be very intelligent. One who does not do so, however, must be considered a victim of Kali, bereft of all intelligence. Sumedha ara Kali hatajan. Kali has destroyed his intelligence. Krishna varnam trisa krishnam sangopangashtaparashanam yagya sankirtana priya yajantihi sumedhasha. O King, it is told in Puran, an age of Kali, intelligent persons before congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of God who constantly chants the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, and confidential companions. Raja Kahe Sabe Jagannatha Nektigaya Chaitanyara Vasa Grehi Chalila Dana. The king said, instead of visiting the temple of Jagannath, all the devotees are running to the residence of Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Kahe Eta Subhavika Prema Arita Mahaprabhu Milivari Utkanti Chitta. King, this is subhavika prem. Subhavika prem. This is spontaneous love. Utkant Mahaprabhu Milin. Mahaprabhu Milibhadi Utkanti to Chitta. Their chitta, their consciousness is full of intense craving and eagerness. All the devotees are very anxious to meet Mahaprabhu. Age Tanre Mili Tsabi Tanre Sangelan. Tanre Sange Jagannath Deki Benagiya. First the devotees will meet Mahaprabhu. And then with him, together, they will go to meet Jagannath Swami Ki.
Jai.
Rajkai. Bhavanandhera Putra Vaninath. Prasad Lana Sange Chali Panchasat. King Pratapuru just said, the son of Bhavananda Rai, named Vaninath, along with 5 or 7 other men, went to the mandir to attain Mahaprasad. Govinde nama brahmani vaishnave. Jara yam anugrinati bhagavan natma bhavita sajahati matim loke vedecha parinishchitam. Sarvam Padacharya is continuing to narrate to King Pratyabhruja. When one is inspired by the Lord, my dear King, who is sitting in everyone's heart, he does not care for social customs or Vedic regulative principles. This is spoken by Narada Muni to King Prachinabharishat. Gopinatha Charja Bhatta Charja Sarvabhaum Dure Rahi Deki Prabhur Vaishnava Milan. That's the chapter. Mahapur Vaishnava Milan. Usually I take the titles from the verses. From a distant place, Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhauma watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Mahaprabhu. Singhadwara Dahine Chari Sava Vaishnav Gan Kashimisha Griha Pate Karila Gaman. Beginning from the right side of the Lion Gate, that's the main gate, all the Vaishnavas went to the house of Kashimisha, to the Gambira. Hina Kale Mahaprabhu Nijagane Sange Vaishnava Milila Asi Pate Bahurange. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu and his personal associates, Nijagan Sanghi, they met all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Milan, on the road with great jubilation, Bahurangi, Advaita Karila Prabhu Charana Vandan, Acharjere, Kaila Prabhu Prema Alingan. First, Advaita Charya offered prayers to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. Premananda Haila Dune Paramashtir, Samaye Dekaya Prabhu, Haila Kichudir. Mahaprabhu and Advaita displayed agitation and ecstatic love. Seeing the time and circumstances, Mahaprabhu remained patient and controlled his outward ecstasies. Shiva Sadi Karila Prabhur Charana Vandan Pratyeke Karila Prabhu Prema Alingan. All the devotees headed by Shivas Thakur offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and Mahaprabhu embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy, Prema Lingana. Eke Eke Sarva Bhakta Kaila Sambhashana Savalana Abhyantare Karila Gamana. Mahaprabhu addressed all the devotees one after another and then took them all to his house. Mishra avasa se haya apastan asankhya vaishnavatan haya pariman. The house of Kashi Mishra was not big enough to contain 200 devotees. All the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. So it seems that crowded temples are a standard phenomenon. I remember when we were in the old San Francisco temple, there was like 60 devotees in one room. At night we slept there, and the day it was a prasadam room, and the afternoon, two times a day it was a prasadam room, and three times a day it was a classroom, and once at night it was a sleeping room. We didn't have much space. We were all lying there like sardines. Just enough room, shoulder to shoulder. One wall and then a head. Like, here's the wall. Head is there, and then there's a wall. And then your feet. Then your feet, one devotee. Then his feet, another devotee. Like three. Each devotee is 3 feet long. So six, that's 18. The room is about 20. That's probably four. Four and then like 20. I can't believe it. I said, what is this? Everybody had their little space, 12 square feet, 6 feet long and 2 feet wide. Even a minimum sized bed is 3 feet by 6 feet. 36 inches. This was super minimum, 2 feet, devotee bed. And eventually Krishna arranged, we got a little bigger temple. But apparently even 500 years ago, Gaudiya Vaishnavas were overcrowded and jammed up together in the Gambhira. So it's not unusual to be packed up with devotees. Oh, what is this? Why are these devotees coming in my room? Now people have such, you know, Purusha Bhav, you know. Hey Prabhu, you can't stay in my room. There's only two devotees in this room. Acha. Well, 30 years ago, we had 10 devotees in a room like this. But now it's like, no. There's only room for two. Oh, but what about under the beds? I remember I went in Mayapur in the Brahmacharya Ashram. They're preaching so much and making so many devotees. They have beds, bed to bed, they have like beds, and there's guys sleep under the beds. Okay, we'll leave off there, and maybe tomorrow by the mercy of Mahaprabhu we'll continue this wonderful story of Mahaprabhu Vaishnava Milan and the holy abode of Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.